Krishna Book, Canto 4, Vrindavana Pauganda, Chapter 20, Scene 1, The Rainy Season. The killing of Pralamba Asura and the devouring of the devastating forest fire by Krishna and Balaram became household topics in Vrindavan. The cowherder men described these wonderful activities to their wives and to everyone else, and all were struck with wonder. They concluded that Krishna and Balaram were demigods who had kindly come to Vrindavan to become their children. In this way, the rainy season ensued. In India, after the scorching heat of the summer, the rainy season is very welcome. The clouds accumulating in the sky, covering the sun and moon, become very pleasing to the people, and they expect rainfall at every moment. After the summer, the advent of the rainy season is considered to be a life-giving source for everyone. The thunder and occasional lightning are also pleasurable to the people. The symptoms of the rainy season may be compared to the symptoms of the living entities covered by the three modes of material nature. The unlimited sky is like the Supreme Brahman, and the tiny living entities are like the covered sky or Brahman covered by the three modes of material nature. Originally, everyone is part and parcel of Brahman. The Supreme Brahman, or the unlimited sky, can never be covered by a cloud, but a portion of it can be covered. As stated in Bhagavad Gita, the living entities are part and parcel of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, but they are only an insignificant portion of the Supreme Lord. This portion is covered by the modes of material nature, and therefore the living entities are residing within this material world. The Brahma Jyoti, or spiritual effulgence, is just like the sunshine. As the sunshine is full of molecular shining particles, so the Brahma Jyoti is full of minute portions of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Out of that unlimited expansion of minute portions of the Supreme Lord, some are covered by the influence of material nature, whereas others are free. Clouds are accumulated water drawn from the land by the sunshine. Continually for 8 months, the sun evaporates all kinds of water from the surface of the globe, and this water is accumulated in the shape of clouds, which are distributed as water when there is need. Similarly, the government exacts various taxes from the citizens, which the citizens are able to pay by their different material activities, namely agriculture, trade, and industry. Thus, the government can also exact taxes in the form of income tax and sales tax. This is compared to the sun drawing water from the earth. When there is again need of water on the surface of the globe, the same sunshine converts the water into clouds and distributes it all over the globe. Similarly, the taxes collected by the government must be distributed to the people again as educational work, public work, sanitary work, etc. This is very essential for a good government. The government should not simply exact tax for useless squandering. The tax collection should be utilized for the public welfare of the state. During the rainy season, there are strong winds blustering all over the country, carrying clouds from one place to another to distribute water. When water is urgently needed after the summer season, the clouds are just like a rich man who in times of need distributes his money even by exhausting his whole treasury. So the clouds exhaust themselves by distributing water all over the surface of the globe. It is said, when Maharaj Dasharatha, the father of Lord Ramachandra, used to fight with his enemies, he would approach them just like a farmer uprooting unnecessary plants and trees. And when there was need of giving charity, Dasharatha used to distribute money exactly as the cloud distributes rain. The distribution of rain by clouds is so sumptuous that it is compared to the distribution of wealth by a great munificent person. The clouds' downpour is so sufficient that the rains even fall on rocks and hills and on the oceans and seas where there is no need for water. It is like a charitable person who opens his treasury for distribution and does not discriminate whether the charity is needed or not. He gives in charity open-handed. Before the rainfall, the whole surface of the globe becomes almost depleted of all kinds of energies and appears very lean. After the rainfall, the whole surface of the earth becomes green with vegetation and appears to be very healthy and strong. Here a comparison is made with the person undergoing austerities for fulfillment of a material desire. The flourishing condition of the earth after a rainy season is compared with the fulfillment of material desires. Sometimes, when a country is subjugated by an undesirable government, persons and parties undergo severe penances and austerities in order to get control of the government. And when they attain control, they flourish by giving themselves generous salaries. This also is like the flourishing of the earth in the rainy season. Actually, one should undergo severe austerities and penances only to achieve spiritual happiness. In Srimad Bhagavatam, it is recommended that tapasya or penance should be accepted for realizing the Supreme Lord. By accepting austerity in devotional service, one regains his or her spiritual life. And as soon as one regains one's spiritual life, he or she enjoys unlimited spiritual bliss. But if someone undertakes austerities and penances for some material gain, then it is stated in Bhagavad Gita that the results are temporary and that they are desired by persons of less intelligence. During the rainy season, in the evening, there are many glowworms visible about the tops of trees hither and thither, and they glitter just like light. But the luminaries of the sky, the stars and the moons, are not visible. Similarly, in the age of Kali, persons who are atheists or miscreants become very prominently visible, whereas persons who are actually following the Vedic principles for spiritual emancipation are practically obscured. This age, Kali Yuga, is compared to the cloudy season of the living entities. In this age, real knowledge is covered by the influence of material advancement of civilization. The cheap mental speculators, the atheists, and the manufacturers of so-called religious principles become prominent like the glowworms, whereas persons strictly following the Vedic principles or scriptural injunctions become covered by the clouds of this age. People should learn to take advantage of the actual luminaries of the sky the sun, moon, and stars, instead of the glowworm's light. Actually, the glowworm cannot give any light in the darkness of night. As clouds sometimes clear, even in the rainy season, and sometimes the moon, stars, and sun become visible, so even in this Kali Yuga, there are sometimes advantages. The Vedic movement of Lord Chaitanya, namely the distribution of chanting the Hare Krishna mantra, is heard in this way. People seriously anxious to find real life should take advantage of this movement instead of looking toward the light of mental speculators and atheists. After the first rainfall, when there is a thundering sound in the clouds, all the frogs begin to croak, like students suddenly engaged in reading their studies. Students are generally supposed to rise early in the morning. They do not usually arise of their own accord, however, but only when there is a bell sounded in the temple or in the cultural institution. By the order of the spiritual master, they immediately rise, and after finishing their morning duties, sit down to study the Vedas or chant Vedic mantras. Everyone is sleeping in the darkness of Kali Yuga. But when there is a great Acharya, by his calling only, everyone takes to the study of the Vedas in order to acquire actual knowledge. During the rainy season, many small ponds, lakes, and rivulets become filled with water. Otherwise, the rest of the year they remain dry. Similarly, materialistic persons are dry, but sometimes, when they are in a so-called opulent position, with a home or children or a little bank balance, they appear to be flourishing. But immediately afterwards, they become dry once again, like the small rivulets and ponds. The poet Vidyapati said that in the society of friends, family, children, wife, etc., there is certainly some pleasure, but that pleasure is compared to a drop of water in the desert. Everyone is hankering after happiness, just as in the desert, everyone is hankering after water. If in the desert there is a drop of water, the water is there, of course, but the benefit from that drop of water is very insignificant. So, in our materialistic way of life, we are hankering after an ocean of happiness. But in the form of society, friends, and mundane love, we are getting no more than a drop of water. Our satisfaction is never achieved, just as the small rivulets, lakes, and ponds are never filled with water in the dry season. Due to rainfall, the grass, trees, and vegetation look very green. Sometimes the grass is covered by a certain kind of red insect, and when the green and red combine with the umbrella-like mushrooms, the entire scene changes, just like a person who has suddenly become rich. The farmer then becomes very happy to see his field full of grains. But the capitalists, who are always unaware of the activities of a supernatural power, the capitalists become unhappy because they are afraid of a competitive price. In some places, certain capitalists in the government restrict the farmer from producing too much grains, not knowing the actual fact that all food grains are supplied by the Supreme Personality of Godhead. According to the Vedic injunction, Eko Bahunang Yo Vididhati Kaman, the Supreme Personality of Godhead maintains this creation. Therefore, God arranges for a supply of whatever is required for all living entities. When there is population increase, it is the business of the Supreme Lord to feed them. But persons who are atheists or miscreants do not like abundant production of food grains, especially if their business might be hampered. During the rainy season, all living entities in the land, sky, and water become very refreshed, exactly like one who engages in the transcendental loving service of Lord Krishna. We have practical example of this with our students in the International Society for Krishna Consciousness. Before becoming students, they were dirty looking, although they had naturally beautiful personal features. But due to having no information of Krishna consciousness, they appeared very dirty and wretched. But since they have taken to Krishna consciousness, their health has improved, and by following the rules and regulations, their bodily luster has increased. And when they are dressed with saffron-colored cloth, with tilak on their foreheads, and beads in their hands and on their necks, they look exactly as if they come directly from Vaikuntha. In the rainy season, when the rivers swell and rush to the oceans and seas, they appear to agitate the ocean. Similarly, if a person who is engaged in the yoga mystic process is not very advanced in spiritual life, he or she can become agitated by the sex impulse. High mountains, however, although splashed by torrents of rain, do not change. So a person who is advanced in Krishna consciousness, even if put into difficulties, is not embarrassed, because a person who is spiritually advanced accepts any adverse condition of life as the mercy of Lord Krishna. And thus, one is completely eligible to enter into the spiritual kingdom. In the rainy season, some of the roads are not frequently used, and so they become covered with long grasses. This is exactly like a brahmana who is not accustomed to studying and practicing the reformatory methods of Vedic injunctions. The brahmana thus becomes covered with the long grasses of maya. And in that condition, forgetful of one's constitutional nature, the brahmana forgets his position of eternal servitorship to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. By being deviated by the seasonal overgrowth of long grasses created by maya, a person identifies him or herself with maya production and succumbs to illusion, forgetting his or her spiritual life. During the rainy season, lightning appears in one group of clouds and then immediately in another group of clouds. This phenomenon is compared to a lusty woman who does not fix her mind on one man. A cloud is compared to a qualified person because it pours rain and gives sustenance to many people. A man who is qualified similarly gives sustenance to many living creatures such as family members or many workers in business. Unfortunately, his whole life can be disturbed by a wife who divorces him. When the husband is disturbed, the whole family is ruined, the children are dispersed, or the business is closed, and everything is affected. It is therefore recommended that a woman desiring to advance in Krishna consciousness peacefully live with a husband, and that the couple not separate under any condition. The husband and wife should control sex indulgence and concentrate their minds on Krishna consciousness so their life may be successful. After all, in this material world, a man requires a woman, and a woman requires a man. When they are combined, they should live peacefully in Krishna consciousness and should not be restless like the lightning flashing from one group of clouds to another. Sometimes, in addition to the roaring thunder of the clouds, there is an appearance of a rainbow which stands as a bow without a string. Actually, a bow is in the curved position, being tied at its two ends by the bowstring. But in the rainbow, there is no such string, and yet it rests in the sky so beautifully. Similarly, when the Supreme Personality of Godhead descends to this material world, He appears just like an ordinary human being, but He is not resting on any material condition. In Bhagavad Gita, Lord Krishna says that He appears by His internal potency, which is free from the bondage of the external potency. So what is bondage for the ordinary creature is freedom for the personality of Godhead. In the rainy season, moonlight is covered by clouds, but is visible at intervals. It sometimes appears that the moon is moving with the movement of the clouds, but actually the moon is still. Due to the clouds, it also appears to move. Similarly, for one who has identified him or herself with the moving material world, one's actual spiritual luster is covered by illusion. And with the movement of material activities, one thinks that he or she is moving through different spheres of life. This is all due to false ego, which is the demarcation between spiritual and material existence. Just as the moving cloud is the demarcation between moonlight and darkness. In the rainy season, when the clouds appear for the first time, after seeing their appearance, the peacocks begin to dance with joy. This can be compared to persons who are very harassed in the materialistic way of life. If they can find the association of a person engaged in the loving devotional service of Lord Krishna, they can become enlightened, just like the peacocks when they dance. We also have practical experience of this because many of our students were dry and morose previous to their coming to Krishna consciousness. But having come into contact with devotees, they are now dancing like jubilant peacocks. Plants and creepers grow by drinking water from the ground. Similarly, a person practicing austerities becomes dry. After the austere performances are completed and one gets the result, he or she begins to enjoy life in sense gratification with family, society, love, home, and other paraphernalia. Sometimes it is seen that cranes and ducks meander continually on the banks of the lakes and rivers, although the banks are filled with muddy garbage and thorny creepers. Similarly, persons who are householders without Krishna consciousness are constantly tarrying in material life, in spite of all kinds of inconveniences. In family life or any life, one cannot be perfectly happy without being Krishna conscious. Srila Narottam Das Thakur prays that he will have the association of a person, either a householder or a man in the renounced order of life, but who is engaged in the transcendental loving service of Lord Krishna and is always crying the holy name of Lord Chaitanya. For the materialistic person, worldly affairs become too aggressive, whereas to a person who is in Krishna consciousness, everything appears to be happily situated. The barriers around the agricultural fields sometimes break due to heavy torrents of rain. Similarly, the unauthorized atheistic propaganda in this age of Kali breaks the boundary of the Vedic injunctions, and thus people gradually degenerate to godlessness. In the rainy season, the clouds tossed by the wind deliver water which is welcomed like nectar. When the Vedic followers, the Brahmanas, inspire rich men like kings and the wealthy mercantile community to give charity in the performance of great sacrifices, the distribution of such wealth is also nectarian. The four sections of human society, namely the Brahmanas, Kshatriyas, Vaishyas and Shudras, are meant to live peacefully in a cooperative mood. And this is possible when they are guided by the expert Vedic Brahmins who perform sacrifices and distribute wealth equally. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. All glories to Krishna Book. All glories to Srila Prabhupada.